Yes. So that comes in common, you know, with the subject and the object. The subject mind and the object, the table. Mm-hmm.
Another Lushetag here.
No, that's a Madhyamika. Uh-huh. Savatantika Madhyamika. So, like for example, this table in Chittamatan school is a truly existing, and also is existing from its own side. Make sense? So, whereas in this school, it's not truly existing. So we should, you know, one should read and analyze, you know, so the different views of the two schools, you know, the Prasangika and Savatantika, Prasangika Madhyamika and Savatantika Madhyamika. And so you should read it and say, oh, how is this, how is this, how is that? You know, so try to think, you know, read and then think and analyze. And then it becomes more clear and clearer.
Oh, yeah.
So there was the brief distinctions or the differences, you know, of the two Madhyamika schools. And anyway, so in the text, again, back to the text, it says the two subtle selflessnesses are differentiated according to their objects of negation and not according to their basis of emptiness. So you understand, right? So two selflessnesses, you know, the two selflessnesses, right? The selflessness of person and selflessness of the phenomena. And so it says the two selflessnesses are differentiated according to their object of negation and not according to their basis of emptiness. Says, this is because the refutation of the object of negation, true existence upon the base person, is the subtle selflessness of phenomena, and the refutation of the self-supporting substantial existence upon the base person is the subtle selflessness of persons. So that's the base here, you know, the base here that give just one example, that is person. You can, you know, give anything, you know, as example. Like you can say the aggregate. So the aggregate that is empty of self-supporting or substantial existence is the selflessness of the, you know, the person of that base, the aggregate. Right? Then the aggregate that is empty of true existence is the selflessness of the phenomena of that aggregate. You know, so so that is how the selflessness of phenomena and selflessness of person, you know, are, you know, designated, not by, you know, person being empty of, you know, true existence is the person's emptiness, and then selflessness of person and the phenomena empty of true existence is the selflessness of phenomena. It's not like that. And then, right after that, in the next paragraph, it says the two graspings, you know, two sub-graspings, the grasping of the phenomena and grasping of the person. You know. So it says two graspings are differentiated according to the manner of grasping and not according to their referent object. You know, not depending on what you grasp, but how you grasp. You know, depending on how you grasp, not what you grasp, right? So this is because referring, you know, to the base, the person, the grasping it as truly existent, it's a self-grasping of phenomena, and referring to the base person, and grasping it as self-supporting or substantially existent, is the self-grasping of a person. So the two self grasping, you know, grasping the person, the self grasping of a person and the self grasping of the phenomena. So this true kasa phumbo di demba du ba zimba da.
Deni ge cheba kari jawre sana ye dotsu ji tin dotsu ji chan jawre yes.
Wa. Chik demba du ba zimba ne zimbe chan ne.
Ah, tada denzi sevre.
Denzi sevre.
Ne kaza ga dazu tu ba zimbe chan ne danzi sevre. Danzi.
Kasa demba du ba zimbe chan ne denzi
chan. Ne. Dazu tu ba zimbe chan ne danzi. Rajat bi zeyd tu ba zimbe chan ne danzi.
Yani de kare ge ne. And also, like, sometimes they call it, you know, the self-grasping or grasping at a true existence. You know, so the self-grasping it would be the self-supporting or substantial existent, grasping at the self-supporting or substantial existent person or phenomena. And then the grasping, you know, the true grasping at the true existent is the grasping at the person or phenomena as existing truly. You know, so anyway, the true self-grasping, the grasping of the phenomena and self-grasping of the phenomena and self-grasping of the person are not, you know, differentiated by the referent object or the object that you see, but how you see the object. And then, so because all the delusions like attachment, anger, and so forth that comes from grasping, the self-grasping of the person is called, you know, it's called the delusions, you know, the deluded obstacles, and all other you know, obstacles that comes from the self-grasping of the phenomena or the grasping of the true existence. It's called the obstacles, you know, to the omniscience. You know, so here the object of abandonment are regarded as true. These two are regarded as the object of abandonment.
Right.
And so the three poisonous delusions that comes from this grasping, self-grasping of the person, you know, is the delusion, is the main delusion, and therefore the practitioners, you know, practitioners like heroes and soldiers and others, practice mainly to abandon these delusions. So these practitioners, the heroes and soldiers, you know, as soon as they abandon the self-grasping of the phenomena and the delusions that comes from this self-grasping of phenomena, self-grasping of person, and then they achieve the state of arhat, or the four destroyer. And so the bodhisattvas, they mainly abandon the grasping at the true existence or the self-grasping of the phenomena, including their seeds, and then and strive to achieve the state of full enlightenment.
Oh yeah. Oda ata de so de ji ba ta de ma de chi de lo ma lo shu me de so de ji de ta. Ji na ta de re. Ah, ka se so ta da chi ji dan de kan za. Chi ji dan de dan. Ka za dan de yi be shi ta de ba se te le so. De ba se.
Fa ta de gen so de sam pe ji nan de.
Pe je nan ji ma do do de ji la cha de.